Hello, dear Get More listeners. Today we are super happy because we have a very lively person. We have Caroline Fabre with us. So, Caroline, welcome.
Well, thanks you for having me. Nice to meet you.
Real pleasure. So, Caroline,
I was
who?
very excited to
Yeah.
talk to you.
We're going to see that. So, Caroline, who are you?
Wait, I'm Caroline. So yes, to begin, I'm French. I was born in Paris, and then I moved to the south of France. So I'm a southern French woman, and I used to work at 123 Multimedia, which was the big company that was sold to a Japanese group in like 20 years ago. And when they began the process of selling the company, I ran away because I knew I was being put in a closet. You know, they were very messy, and I wanted a change. So with my partner, who is half Spanish, half French, we went to Barcelona, and we had the great idea to begin to work on a magazine, which we didn't know anything about, just like rookie people. But I love art, photography, and I love writing also. So we did it. It was great. It was beautiful, but it didn't work because we hadn't forecasted the big coming of digital, where we came from. So it's not an excuse. We have no excuses.
Okay.
And we went back to our first love, which is digital content. And then at the beginning, at the time, the adult content was really well functioning and working. It was giving a lot of revenues. And at 123 Multimedia, we had a product which was named Unknown Admirer. And you were receiving like a message saying, call this number, which of course is paying, but you don't know it, okay? I can tell it because it was before, and the boss is not here there anymore. And it was the anonymous stalker, more of a lover. And there was a message saying, okay, you have a secret lover is waiting for your call, blah, 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 call this number. And all the people were calling.
Oh,
And
nice.
we were doing like 7,700,000, 700,000. 700,000,
700,000?
say 700,000 euros monthly with that.
No
That was
shit.
no, yes.
Oh fuck. Guys,
That's what
if we have
crazy.
go
That
into
was crazy.
porn, go into porn.
Nobody knows, nobody does this anymore. Or few people, but like, oh, now we call this great. This is great business, you know. So there is, and now I am, so I began to, we built, I launched Fox Media in 2006. And 2007 and 2017, I became the only one boss of the company. As Adolf Hitler myself, I'm running all the poor people around me. No, I'm not like this, absolutely. And I began selling porn content, adult content. So I entered a world which was like men's world, and we could think that this is a tough world for women, but it's not, absolutely not.
And
I
it
was
was
receiving,
content that you were collecting from other people, people
yes,
were
I was
providing that to you.
I because at the time, you know, the producers, they already were selling DVDs, so they
Okay.
didn't masterize, they didn't do any edition, they didn't digitalize their content, they didn't know.
Okay.
We were not beginners, but all the producers, many of them were beginners. So we reached producer that I was with my small bag with all the DVDs, and then I was selling them. I went to a Digital Virgo, which was one of my first clients, and I have to mention that Cyril Tiva, which is the first person who trusted in us and the first person who gave me my first deal. With, you know, we always say that we have to have a win, and then it goes
Yes,
on.
yes,
That was
yes.
my first win 20 almost 16 years ago, and I still work with him, collaborate with him. He's
Okay.
now at a company which is Telecoming, which is a big company. He's a CEO, and I still work with him. So you have some beautiful encounters, you have some beautiful
Yeah.
experiences, and people who we were really nobody. We just had our experiences on 123 Multimedia, and he trusted us. So I could never thank him enough because I'm here today, still alive and working and doing things, and alone. That's not alone, but our brain is alone, thinking all of that, and that's cool. But the adult world is, you might think that it's like really dirty or
Yeah.
opaque, you know, but it's not, absolutely not. This is the people who sell that, they really sell that, like if it was a nothing, a bag or a bottle, or
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is a product like any other product.
Yeah, you are selling a product.
Yes, exactly. So at the beginning, we were digitalizing ourselves, the content for the producer we had in, and then we begin to build a catalog, a portfolio with
Okay.
images. We set up all the database, how we get the number for the providers, blah, 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 organize all the content. I have my own server here.
Okay.
Because we cannot host the content at any platform because it would cost a ton of euros. We have too much content. So I have my own server, and now and I am we are switching. I look for content for my clients when they run out of sources. They call me, Carol, find me some anime content for Spain in Spanish, which is almost impossible. And that's
Okay.
what I'm doing. I'm like the, you know, the Lycos, you know, the dog that was
Yeah, you are.
Lycos
Yeah.
at the time. Yeah, you want something called Lycos, and it will look,
Okay. Okay.
search for you. I'm a researcher,
Yeah.
more
Okay.
or less. So I deal with licensing, licenses like brands like, I don't know, Liga, football leagues, MMA leagues, many sports, lifestyle, etc. All the kind of content you can imagine, because
Okay,
at the beginning
so
the
you
yeah
expanded,
yes
you went away from adult content to
yes yes
much more.
we didn't have much choice, because at the time the adult content was making so much money that the telco wanted the share of the cake. So the telco began to I went with Digital Virgo. We made a lot of money with added content, and then telco began to put many restrictions on the platform. What? Not for purity or puritanism, just because they are hypocrites and they want to
Yeah, of
get
course, yeah.
the bigger piece of the cake. So now if you want to build a service on any movie star platform or any telco platform, you have to really show la patte blanche. You have to present a big dossier, blah blah blah, negotiate. They are really the top of the pyramid, they all deciding. So I'm now working, and I work with telco. I work with big editors, they have their own platforms, OTT, SVOD, etc., etc. And now the new challenge is Time to Music, which is the digital label I'm launching. It's a dream come true. I hope it will be a dream come true. My idea is to really promote music and musicians, because it's a tough world. They all go to CD Baby, a musical platform, you know, SoundCloud, etc., etc. But these platforms, if you don't run correctly, you don't live. You don't get a living out of it. It's impossible. So what we are doing now is like reuniting a pool of artists, which each other, they have some viewers. Some of them have like 30 million viewers, which is
Okay.
huge, and make it a tool of promotion, and also organize events and do online streaming. I want to get into music. So I am now promoting the Time to Music platform, which is almost ready. We already have a lot of artists wanting to get aboard. I could reunite like 60 million views in total for the moment with
Okay.
only four artists. So my objective is to, I'm already doing that. I'm reaching many music platforms, and among them Quest TV, which is the platform of Quincy Jones, which is, they call it the Netflix of jazz. It was built by Quincy Jones and another person with his partner. And this guy is a fan of jazz, and he built the Montreux Festival Jazz.
Right.
He's from he was working at Mezzo TV channel. He had the programmation, and his name is Reza. And I'm talking with him, and I hope we can do something. Really, because it's really great.
Sounds
They
amazing.
run all the biggest.
When you say that you get already four artists that have a huge following,
Yes.
what's the value for them to join your service and not a bigger one?
And the value is the fact that it's free. So it's a good,
that's
it's
a,
a good
that's a good
service.
point.
That's a good point. It's free because I am, as not as myself, I know many platforms. I'm on CD Baby. I am on Spotify. And on TikTok and YouTube and blah, 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 blah. And if you can, what is interesting today for a marketer or a company that wants to promote his brand or service or anything is the views. That's the only thing that counts. So the more views you get, the more expanded can be your exposure.
Yeah, so, but...
You know? Because if I have a guy that has 32 million views and he wears a T-shirt of Happy Brains, do we have 32 million people seeing Happy Brains?
Yeah.
This is sponsoring.
Okay, okay. So
and
you,
that
you,
is,
you
that
work
has a
through...
Cost. So this price...
You work through sponsoring
my
and
work
advertising.
Is to get clients... Exactly. Is monetizing music in a different way.
Okay.
Not only monetizing with royalty music.
Right. Right.
Music is an item really important on storytelling. So I'm reaching production, movie producers, beat makers, apps for music, because in any, you said the Logic Pro app, you have a ton of packs of beats. There is one from French Kiwi Juice FKJ, which is a French funk band, and many doors can be open. Also organize many
right.
events and promote worldwide on many platforms, because I have clients that are present in 40 territories. So one streaming in 40 territories.
Okay.
So this is
and
like
so
building programs.
The business model for you to make money out of that is to get money from the advertisers. Am I correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Which is what I almost do now, because it's like I'm an intermediary. But in time to music, it's a bit more specific because I can do production. Also, I have a studio. I can do digital marketing. I can do design. We can design the image of whatever we want, wherever we want, and whoever we want. Because many artists, they have no idea how to do it, and they have no
right.
money. So basically, when they come in, we have an obligation of means.
Uh-huh.
This is for sure, because this is my job to
uh-huh.
promote content on the many platforms. If there is a result, it's cool. If there is no result, well, okay, let's go and do something, other things, you know. But that's why it's free. I want us to invert our time and energy in something we love and are passionate about.
Yeah,
and this is music. And I saw there. They're lost. You know, the typical debate between commercial and creative.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle, so I find myself very well on the two places and in those two spots. So, and I found these guys really talented, and this is not about my music now. I mean, at the beginning it was, but now if I don't like it, whatever, I have, you know, if I like it better. But this is more about enhancing music. And getting video and music together to tell stories and sell on any platforms. I also have brought aboard a guy who is doing errands. You can check on YouTube, which is named Errands Sessions. This is a pilot, and this is a like Tiny Desk concept. I don't know if you know the Tiny Desk.
The name rings a bell, but
do you know? Yes, this is like an intimate concert. You know, you have a small
okay.
place. The singer is almost a cappella, blah, blah, blah. It's really cool. And the guy I know, his name is Clément, he built this Errands Session project if he wants to promote the Pan-African artist. And
okay.
he did a pilot which is really look like Tiny Desk, but more intimate. And there is his French accent speaking English, which is... gives it a little touch of exotism. And the pilot, I really recommend you to see it. It's the singer is a woman. She's wow. She's great. So I'm also trying to promote that kind of product, because
excellent.
It's worth it's that's excellent.
It's funny, because the next question would have been, why are you doing what you're doing? But you have already covered that. But now let me...
Yes,
go,
because it's
me...
my passion.
Yeah, it's your passion. It's
not porno.
We got it.
It used to be, but it's not
it's
anymore.
Business, yeah.
I've changed my nature now.
That's a good one. So yes, but let me ask you, because the Get More podcast is also about a business owner who is married, or business owners who are married. So you
Okay, ask
talk
me the
about your
question.
partner, and I mean, you told me that you started all
Yes.
that business with your husband at that time, your partner. So
Yes. Because we always work together.
How did that work? How did you manage to make
Sorry.
to get
Make it
the
work or
business?
to
And
make
yeah, well,
I
I know it didn't work, but for one time it worked, or didn't
no,
work,
it
or
worked.
what
It worked.
made it?
Yeah, it stopped working. It stopped working the day we didn't work together anymore. That's strange because we were very complementary. And
Okay.
that's the key. Everybody was telling us, how can you work 24 hours a day and live together and not kill each other? I was telling them, sometimes I would like to spread gasoline on my husband and my crack a match, of course. And he wants to do this to me too. This is normal, but we are very complementary. That's a secret. We don't step the other's field. I don't know how to say it in English.
Yeah,
On
I
marche
think
pas
you
sur les plates-bandes de l'autre.
get it. Yeah.
Yes. So
Everyone has
it
his
was
parts, yeah.
everyone. I was more than the creative and commercial also, and taking care of the biggest clients. It was a really commercial. And now and then he went when we split it. Professionally talking, he built his own company. He's also a CEO of his company, which is a company of marketing digital. And now he's working for a company that is named mTarget, which is a French company.
Okay.
But he's a specialist in digital marketing. So we were getting along very well together because we were bringing each was bringing each other was bringing something different. And if you can be complementary and not be leave your ego behind, this works. But if the ego is behind, but it can work, really. You have to be intentional. And I learned a lot about men working with him every day. And that's why I'm not a feminist, absolutely not. Just that, I've had debates that made me feel really crazy. That, why women have lower pay than men because they don't negotiate. That's it. If you're bad negotiating, you're bad negotiating. Wherever your colleague is a woman or a man, that's stupid.
So what
So,
advice could you give to people in that situation? Who
of what?
work
Of
together?
working together or not stop working? That's just understand each other and communicate a lot on what's going on, because if you're on the same project, that the task must be really clear, and be friends. Not too much, but be friends. And be friends because you have to, in my opinion, it's the same for the music. I cannot work with someone I don't like a bit. It's impossible. Even if it's a client, they are clients I don't like. And they maybe don't like me either. But so the advice is work, do great things, and have the same objective and purpose. That's it. And help each other. Ego is a key, really, I think, because ego is a key to success, ego is a key to failure. Sorry. Allergies.
So, and you are now, because you are not the first one who moved to Spain. So what brought you over to Spain?
Sorry.
So what brought you over to Spain, and why are you staying in Spain?
yesterday, he brought me to Spain. Well, no, I brought myself with him to Spain. He didn't force me, not put a gun on my face. We were working together at 1 to 3 multimedia, and then we began to be together, blah blah blah. The typical, the boss and the country manager, which I was, and we were very friends and blah blah blah. And it happened. Okay, so we had bought a house in France. Then at the moment where the company was bought by the Japanese group. And I was feeling bad about the situation because I had the feeling they didn't really know what to do with the people. The Japanese were coming, And then we looked at each other, and the day before, you have one week, you know, to cancel the, when you purchase a house, you have one week you can think
Yes,
over.
yes. Yeah, yeah.
And the day before, the last day, we canceled everything. He told me, you want to go to Barcelona? I said, okay. Okay, so we went to see the big boss, and he went to see the big boss, and he told him, okay, Alain, we're going, I'm going. He said, are you going with Caroline? He said, yes, I am. Okay, so we negotiated with him to be able to get the, oh, how was his name? The, oh, the, le chômage.
Yeah, the unemployment fee, whatever, yeah.
Exactly. So we use this employment fee to begin a new start and begin a new company. And since then, we haven't stopped. Since then, we haven't stopped. So I tell you, could that like,
yeah.
Want to go? Yes. But, okay, why not? Why not? And I've been here, I came here, I didn't even speak Spanish. So because I have chosen Portuguese and German at school. So anyway, I learned Spanish because he has family here. So during three months, I was doing an intensive Spanish lessons every day, every night, like going back to school. And then after 3 months, I was talking Spanish and I had to launch to express my, and that's where I was, that we launched the magazine. So it was tough at the beginning because I wanted to write the editorial. I wanted absolutely to write it because I was so funny for myself. Okay. I thought I was so funny, but I couldn't express myself in Spanish the way I wanted. So we had an editorial director. She was doing all the synopsis and blah, blah, blah. And then after a few times, I said, oh, don't do it anymore. I will do it. And I was having so much fun. But it didn't work, but it was a great experience. You always try to take something positive from whatever happens.
Yeah, you have to.
Whatever.
That's how you grow.
Oh, yes.
That's how you learn. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, yeah. That's how you don't die. You know?
That too. So
what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly. I think that's a very good point to say. That's a nice takeaway, but maybe you have something else that you want to share or let people leave and think about.
Don't trust anybody.
Really?
That was my last word. Very. People are mean. I began anti-social almost since a few years because take care of you, take care of you, take care of yourself. Think, be assertive. I don't know if the assertive word exists, but
yeah,
know
it is,
yourself.
It does.
Know yourself very well. Know yourself very well. Love yourself very well because nobody else will love you if you don't love yourself. That's all I have to say.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you
so
much.
If people want to find you, if people want to keep talking with you or learn more, or even if there's some, just, I don't know, who may want to work with you or need your help, where
yes,
can
but
they
I'm
find
on
you?
LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. And my website, the Fox Media website, is, it's my fault, I did something bad on the platform, but it's on reconstruction. It puts it. Okay, and within three weeks, 1 month, we'll add the web for Time to Music, which will be so great, and I will put it on LinkedIn also, and they can, I am on LinkedIn, Fox Media, Caroline Favre. You can send me an email, caroline@foxmedia.es.
Okay, that's
maybe
easy.
I will call you the phone.
So thank you so much for your time, Caroline.
Thank you
for
so
sharing
much.
Your energy
I mean,
with
I don't
us.
Know if it was
good.
Useful or nothing.
It was great. It
I'm
was
gesticulating
great.
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm
so,
a Spanish woman now, so.
So, okay, that explains it. So thanks a lot again, Garlin. Talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, very much. Thank you very much. Send me